bless you. This time, please get your Bibles and let us turn together to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, as we see what thus saith the Lord to us today. And I ask you to receive what God sends us, because God sends his word to help us. And his word does not return void. So if only one person has helped, God supplied that need. But thank God for the word of God is so powerful that it can minister to every one of us in here individually. Hebrews chapter 10. I'm reading verse 36. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. I'd like to read that again. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. What God has placed on our heart to preach on this subject, be patient. Be patient. Patient is having the ability to bear trials without grumbling. Perseverance. And when trials come to some people, they can't help but grumble. And why me? But God wants us to know that we need patience. As children of God, it says here, we have need of patience. We need to remember that we are God's representative here on earth. Those of us who are saved, God has instructed us in his word that we are to let our light shine. Amen. And letting our light shine means we're living a different life than the world. Amen. And we need to always be aware that we belong to God and that the world is watching us. And we don't want to be a stumbling block to anyone. Amen. We want to live a life in accordance to God's word so that people who know us, see us, can see that there is a difference in us versus people who are not saved. So with that in mind, we need to keep in mind that we had a perfect example in Jesus. And we often sing the song to be like Jesus. Well, we got to be patient. And with God's help, the scripture says, I can do all things. Now, we need to be mindful that the devil is going to come and try to get us to not be patient. He's going to cause us to want to take things in our own hands. He wants to bring to our mind that, you know, you put up with this long enough, so it's time for you to fix it. Well, a child of God, God has not given us instructions to fix it. He's given us instructions to pray one for the other. He's given us instructions to love one another. And God has made it very, very plain in his word that vengeance belongs to him and he will repay. So we can't follow what the devil brings to our mind. And that is what makes the word of God so wonderful to the people of God, because in God's word, he gives us direction on how to handle the troubles that we face in this world. Amen. And as sure as you live for God, we're going to have trouble. Amen. We are not immune from trouble. Amen. Jesus spoke in his word, told us that as he suffered in the flesh, we are to arm ourselves likewise. Amen. Now, we don't like that part of it. Amen. But it's part of being a Christian. Because this, we're in a war, saints.
Yes, we are.
There's a war going on.
Amen.
Amen. And it didn't just start. It's been going on since creation. The devil came in the garden and tempted Adam and Eve and caused them to disobey God. And then the war has been on, and we are not immune.
Amen.
We need to know that as we face our trials and temptations, that we can have victory.
Amen.
We, let me say it this way, we must have victory.
Amen.
Because, as I said, the world is watching us. I don't want, you don't want, as a Christian, anyone to say, if that's what a Christian looks like, I don't want to be one.
Yeah.
We want them to see us as we are going through situations where they was testifying themselves, say, I would never take that.
Uh-huh.
I would never put up with it.
Uh-huh.
But as they see us taking what they wouldn't take and putting up what they wouldn't put up with.
Yeah.
And it's all because we have the power of the Holy Ghost in us.
Amen.
Thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost that causes us to obey God's word. We can do what God says we could do because Jesus lives in us and he causes us to do what's right. So if you look at that 36th verse again, so it says you have need of patience. Every one of us in here, we need patience. We need to, well, as we think about it, fruit of the Spirit, one is long suffering.
Amen.
Long suffering. And when I think about long suffering that God has given to us as fruit of the Spirit, I think about how God was long suffering with me and you.
Amen.
Because when we first heard the gospel, we didn't come calling it, falling down and say, Lord, what must I do to be saved?
Amen.
The word of God might have touched our hearts, but when we left church, we forgot all about it.
Yeah.
We would do things and know it shouldn't have been done, and we'd pray and say, God, if you forgive me,
yeah,
I'm going to do right.
Right.
And go ahead on for a little while,
yeah,
and then you forget about what you said to God.
But
I want you to remember this, that God, when you make a promise to God, you have to do it.
Amen.
God's not going to forgive you of those promises.
Amen.
So it's better not to make a promise and break it. Because God is going to hold you accountable.
Amen.
So we need to keep in mind that God didn't save us just to come and rejoice with one another and go to heaven. God saved us so that we can be ambassadors for him. God saved us so that as we work on the jobs in our neighborhoods and wherever we are, in the grocery store, wherever we are, God wants us to let our light shine. God wants us to be an example. And we can be an example of righteousness because Jesus lives in us. We have a responsibility to the world. The world is looking at us. It's sad that there are so many hypocrites in the world. People who are testifying that they're children of God, but they are not living a righteous life. And when people do that, it creates problems with people who want to do right, but then they see you who telling them they need to be saved and you're not doing right. If you're going to tell somebody they need to be saved, they need Jesus, you better make sure you have Jesus.
Amen.
And you need to make sure you're living right.
Yeah.
You need to make sure that you're following his commandments.
Yeah.
What's interesting about the Son of Man is he can't live right because he doesn't have the power of the Holy Ghost in him to cause him to live right. But he knows how Christians should live. They're quick to tell you, I thought you holy folks didn't do such and thing, such.
Amen.
I thought you Holy Ghost folks didn't say such and such a thing.
Uh-huh.
So as I'm saying, we need to always be mindful of who we are, and we are the children of God,
yeah.
A chosen generation,
yeah.
A royal priesthood.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. God has called us a peculiar people. It does not mean that we act strange. It means that we are special people. And we ought to be grateful every day and every time you think about it that God has chosen us out of all the people that's been in the world. God has chosen us to be his children. And we ought to lift up the bloodstained banner for the Lord. In that 36th verse, it says, after you have done the will of God. After you have done the will of God. Let's turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. I'm reading verse 1. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Living, living. We got to live for the Lord.
Amen.
He's given us life. And we got to walk in his path. We got to walk in accordance to his word. He said, present your body a living sacrifice. Holy. God is wanting his people to be holy.
Yes.
Scripture says, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Yes.
Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. When we think about that, when we think about what Jesus had to go through, and God just asked us to live a holy and righteous life, we ought to say, yes, I can, and yes, I will.
Yes.
Because Jesus suffered and died for us so that we wouldn't have to go through it. God, whatever God asks us or requires us to do is never too much when we think about what he did for us. Then look at verse 2. It says, and be not conformed to this world. In other words, we don't use profanity like the world. And I started that because there's some folks that they're cussing Christians. God doesn't have profane people.
Amen.
Amen. God says that we are not to act like the world, talk like the world, live like the world. Amen. We got to be holy, separated for the glory of God. And when you separate for the glory of God, well, as I said, there's a war going on. And it's, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When God saves you, you don't live the same way you used to live.
Amen.
When God saves you, he makes you a new creation.
Yes.
When God saves you, he takes a stony heart out of you and gives you a heart of flesh.
Yes.
He takes an evil spirit out of you and gives you his spirit. So it says by the renewing of your mind. So we got to remember who we are. We need to remember we are children of God so that ye may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
Amen.
God wants us to stay in his will, saints. And his will is that we be holy.
Amen.
And when we are holy, we'll live a righteous life. When we're holy, we'll treat people right. When we're holding, nobody has to tell us that we need to pray.
Yes.
When we're holding, we don't have to be taught over and over and over that we need to have our faith in God.
Yes.
When we're holy people, our desire is to do what God says. And with the Word of God assures us that I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Our help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, so we got to do the will of God. And as we go back to Hebrews, it says, after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. There are so many great and wonderful promises that God has given to his people. The one, I just want to point out one in John, the 14th chapter. John chapter 14, verse 23 reads, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words.
Yes.
Saints, all of us who are testifying that we love God,
yes,
we got to do what he says.
Amen.
We got to obey his commandments. We can't pick and choose, amen, because all of God's word is right. All of God's word is right. And when God commands us to do it, our answer should always be, yes, Lord. So it says, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. Look what God is, Jesus is promising us. We obey him, and then God will love us, him, and we will come unto him and make our abode. Let me read that again. If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will, Father and Son, will come unto him and make our abode with him. The promise is he's going to abide with us.
Amen.
He's an indwelling God.
Yes.
And the wonderful thing about the word of God, it tells us that he will abide with us forever. Amen. He will never leave us. He will be with us always, even to the end of the world. When you're somewhere by yourself, if you're a child of God, you're never by yourself because the presence of God is in us. He's an indwelling God. He comes to live in us, and he will live in us forever. And one day he's going to come back for us. Oh, so I thank God. So patience. God. Word is telling us we need to be patient. We got to do God's will, and we got to remember the promise.
Yeah.
And if Christ lives in us, Galatians lets us know the life I live is not I, but it's Christ.
Yeah.
And Jesus always obeyed God.
Yeah.
Jesus always did what God commanded him to do. Jesus was never disobedient to God.
Amen.
Amen. When he was facing the cross, he said, not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes.
And Jesus was in an agony. It was in great agony. The Bible says that his sweat was falling off him like great drops of blood. But he yet said, Father, not my will, but thy will be done.
Yes.
And if he lives in us, he's yet saying, thy will be done. And he's going to cause us to do the will of God because we have the Holy Ghost in us. Jesus sent the Holy Ghost back to this world to help us. He said it was going away, but he's going to send us another comforter. And that comforter is the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will help us. The Holy Ghost will help you and me to live a righteous life. The Holy Ghost, when we read the scripture where it says, love your enemies, the Holy Ghost in us will cause us to love our enemies. When we read in the scripture where it says that we are to pray for those who do us wrongly, then the Holy Ghost will help us to pray for them. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
It's the Holy Ghost who will control our lives. We are no longer our own. We've been bought with a price. The price was Jesus dying on Calvary cross. Gave his life that you and I could live. So we've been bought with a price. And he said, therefore, we have to glorify God in our body and our spirit, which are his. You know, we like to sing the song, my body belongs to God. My whole body belongs to God. It does. When we become Christians, our whole body belongs to God. So So God has given us great and wonderful promises. However, our faith is going to be tested. And this is why the word of God is telling us that we need to be patient. Because as sure as we are sitting here, if you haven't been tested, keep living. And if you have been tested, don't think you're through being tested. The Bible says the devil is going to and fro seeking him whom he may devour. Amen. And if he tested Jesus, he sure is going to test us. Let's turn to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. I'm reading, starting at verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Count it joy, saints. You surely need the Holy Ghost to count those tests that come our way joy. Because on our own, we not thinking about joy, we just thinking about the trouble. But here God is teaching us in his word how to deal with trouble. Amen. And we need to remember too that trouble is not going to last always. Amen. You obey God, God has a time. God has a time to deliver us.
Yeah.
He said he would strengthen us.
Huh?
He would help us.
Yeah.
He would uphold us with the right hand of his righteousness.
Yeah.
As we're going through our tests and trials, we're not going to fall back in sin because God is going to uphold us. He's going to keep us holy.
Amen.
We can't lose the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
When God said that he will abide with us forever, I thank God. I thank God. So it says in the second verse, with the kind of all joy when you fall into divers temptations. And we can count it joy because God tells us to cast our cares on him. He cares for us. We can turn it over to God. And we can rest and assure in the word that he assures us that he'll help us. He says, so when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And just as sure as you claim the name of the Lord, we're going to be tested. Our faith is going to be tested.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy to talk about how good and wonderful God is when everything is going well. But I'm here to let you know we need the same testimony when the devil is on your track.
Amen.
God is yet great and wonderful.
Yeah.
And we need to remember this, that the God we serve, the scripture says he never sleeps.
Yeah.
And he never slumbers. We need to remember too that nothing can come on us unless God allows it.
Amen.
And if God allows it, we have the assurance that he's going to bring us out. He said he will provide a way of escape that we may be able to bear it. So it says here that those temptation work is the trying, the testing of your faith. But what it does, it worketh patience in you, in me. Amen. It is helping us to develop that quality that God wants in every one of us. To be patient. Then
yeah.
the next verse says, but let patience have her perfect work,
yeah,
that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
Uh-huh.
Let patience have her perfect work. In other words, let's have faith. Unshakable faith in God's word,
yeah,
where he said that he would be with us, where God has promised us that he will fight our battles,
amen,
where God has promised us that when we love him and do what he says, we have the confidence that all is well with our souls.
Amen.
So let patience have her perfect work. In other words, we need to put our trust as never before in God when those testing times come in our lives. We need to know that when we look to God for the help that we need, we're going to get it. But we need to remember that we have to wait on God to work. And as we wait, we need to know that God is a God who's never late. He's always there, and he's there right on time.
Amen.
We need to keep that in mind, that when things are in God's hand, God doesn't forget about us. We need to remember that as the patience is being developed in us, sometimes we have to wait. And look like the devil will come along and say, well, God is not going to answer your prayer. But you need to remember what the word of God said, that he would hear us and he would answer us. And we need to remember the devil is a liar.
Amen.
And God wants us to know that as our faith is tested, it develops us. It helps us to be stronger Christians. It helps us to have utmost confidence in the word of God, where if God said he's going to do something, God does it.
Amen.
Because he is a God of truth. He can only speak truth. And if God has given us his word, it is done.
Amen.
And as we wait on God to deliver us, to make a way of escape, we're going to keep on looking to him. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a loving Father we have. And that patience, as your faith is being tested, is it'll have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing, because the scripture said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Do you believe it?
Yes.
It's true. Because God said it.
Yes.
And if we wait on him,
yes,
we'll see.
Amen.
Thank God that we have a God who is faithful.
Yes.
And we can put our utmost trust in him.
Amen.
First Peter, keep a mark on James. I'm going to come back, but I want to read a passage on First Peter, the First Peter chapter 5. I just want to read verse 10, then I'm coming right back to James. First Peter chapter 5, verse 10 reads, but the God of all grace, the God who gives us unmerited favor, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, and we were called, the Bible says we were chosen him before the foundation of the world, but Jesus is the door.
Yeah.
We can't come to the Father except by Jesus.
Amen.
And so he called us into his eternal glory. And that means that when he saves us, our salvation is eternal. It's not temporary. Amen. It's not something you can be in and out, in and out. When God saves you, God keeps you. We don't keep ourselves. So it's eternal. And you can't lose what's eternal.
Amen.
Until his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. And listen what the word of God says. After that, ye have suffered a while. Remember this, when you're going through, God is right there with you.
Amen.
He lives here, and he knows. So after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen,
yes,
and settle you. So those temptations that we have to go through, they are developing our character. They are helping us to be better Christians.
Yeah,
They're helping us to have even more confidence than we thought we had in God and in the power of God.
Amen.
It has given us the assurance that if God says something, he's going to do it. And when we wait on God for deliverance, we have come out better than we did when we went in. Because our faith will be even stronger to know that if God said it, God does it.
Amen.
Thank God. That's the kind of God we serve. Let's go back to James 1. The 12th verse says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. I don't know if we consider it a blessing, but it is. And I hope from this day forward, if you didn't consider it a blessing, that we know God said it. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. When you go through the temptation, when you don't quit on the way, when you don't look back, the Bible says, no man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom. When you keep your eyes on the Lord as you're going through these trials and temptations, we got to go through them, saints. Can't stop along the way. We got to see it to the end. For when he is tried, when you're tested, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Oh, what a wonderful promise.
Amen.
You love God, he's going to give you everlasting life.
Amen.
Everlasting life, you can't lose it. Don't let folks tell you you can lose your salvation. When God saves you, he raises you from the dead, and he gives you everlasting life. And the day you're saved, you receive everlasting life. We're not waiting for Jesus to come back on the clouds of glory to receive everlasting life. The day we had faith in Jesus, repented of our sins, and asked him to forgive us, he forgives us. And he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And when he cleanses the temple, he will occupy the temple and our bodies, which become the temple of the Holy Ghost. And he will abide with us forever.
Amen.
The Bible says we are in the Father's hands and nobody can pluck us out of the Father's hands. We're in Jesus' hands and nobody can pluck us out of his hands. So how are we going to lose our salvation if God keeps us? Because there's no power greater than God's power. He has power in heaven and earth and beneath the earth. Anything that has power is because God allowed him to have it. But their power is not greater than God's.
Amen.
The devil has some power. The Bible says he's the prince of the power of the air. But he doesn't have the power that God has.
Amen.
He can do some things. But if God tells him hands off, he has to get away from you.
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus. So the temptations that we have to go through, saints, just know that it's making us better Christians.
Yeah.
And just know that the Bible said we're going to receive the crown of life because God has promised it to us. So if he promised it, it's done. It's done. It's done. So those temptations that we face, there's value to them. Value. It makes us better.
Oh, yes.
Amen. It helps us to know that we can go through.
Amen.
It helps us to know that I didn't know I could take it, but thank God, God strengthened me. God helped me. And God brought me out. He's going to always bring us out. We have victory in Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Be patient. Be patient. Be patient. Just know that our God is working on our behalf.
Amen.
Just know that. And he's going to bring us out.
Amen.
Know that we have victory. Why do we have victory? Because the Bible says faith is our victory.
Uh-huh.
Faith in God is our victory.
Amen.
Amen. And there is no failure in God.
Amen.
Let's go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. As we continue to look at God telling us we need to be patient. Romans, the fifth chapter, starting verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith. Justification. Made righteous because of Jesus Christ. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. There it is. We got to rejoice in the tribulations. In the tribulation, saints, we glory in tribulation also. It's just not all when we think about heaven and all the wonderful things and we glory. But when tribulations come, we got to give God some glory.
Amen.
Amen. We got to rejoice. See, because if you do that in the midst of the troubles and the tribulations that's facing us, if we give God the glory, then we are doing what he says, that God will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. When you keep your mind on the Lord and not on your situation, God brings peace, he brings joy, he will help you, he will strengthen you. So God is telling us how to deal with it. We got to believe and depend on the Lord. Because if you don't do what God says, it's not going to be good for you in that you're going to carry burdens that you shouldn't be carrying.
Amen.
You're going to be worrying when you should not be worrying. You're going to be faint-hearted when you ought to be standing strong,
yes,
knowing that my God is on my side.
Amen.
So we got to keep what God says in our spirit. So verse 3 says, not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations work with patience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Making us better. It's making us better when you have patience. That means that you're trusting in God to fix it.
Amen.
Amen. We can't fix it.
Amen.
There are situations in life, we can't change a man's heart.
Amen.
Only God can do that. The government can write all their laws on how to treat one another, but unless God works in the heart of man, it will not be done.
Amen.
So since we know we can't fix it, we can't change man's heart, and sometimes when you try to go and fix it, then it makes it worse, because when you're dealing with a liar, they'll come and accuse you of doing something you shouldn't do. You need to pray and say, God, strengthen me, and God, help them. Making us better, saints. So tribulation worketh patience. And then in patient experience. When you've gone through something with God, it develops that character to know that I can take it. I have gone through this before, and God helped me, and he will help me again. It just encouraged us to know that what God said in his word, God is going to do it. So we have, when you experience something, you have a greater testimony.
Yes.
You can talk about it with conviction.
Yes.
All right, so God says that patience, experience, and experience hope. And our hope is in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Our hope is one day he's coming back for us. Our hope is that as we live in this world, we know that we will be faced with trials and tribulations, because that is the way of the righteous. Jesus faced it. We face it. But we know our hope is one day we're going to be done with the trouble of this world. One day Jesus is going to come back for us. And when Jesus comes back for us, he's going to take us home to that wonderful kingdom that he said it went the way to prepare for us. And they said, hope. Make it not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed to be called a child of God.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed to say I have the Holy Ghost abiding in me.
Amen.
Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Which is given to us. And every one of us who say we ought to be thankful that God has given us his precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Patience. Be patient. Be patient. When you get nervous and ready to do something, pray. Pray. Don't do something first and then pray. No, pray. Say, God, help me. Lord, I need what to do. And sometimes God will let you know, don't do anything. Amen. Just keep on living right. Keep on obeying my word. God said, I got this. Amen. Saints, we're in God's hands and he takes care of us. And we need to always remember that we can look to our God for help. The Bible lets us know when we ask for help, he'll give us help. We ask for mercy, he'll give us mercy. He supplies everything we need. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. So it again develops our character to help us to live a life that God is pleased with. As children of God, we want God to be pleased with our lives.
Amen.
Amen. We want him, as he looks down from heaven and see us, we want him to look at us as being a child who loves him and is doing what he says. A child that is living right. I want to please God, and you want to please God. Amen. God has done so much for us. So we don't ever want to be a stumbling block. We want to win souls for Christ. We want folks who are dying and without Jesus to come to faith. And as we come in contact with them, we want them to see Christ, not us. We want them to see Christ in our lives.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they don't know what to call it.
Amen.
But they know we're different from the other folks. They know that we treat people kindly. They know that we do things for folks and not look for them to get back to us.
Amen.
Amen. Because we are doing it in faith. We're doing it in love. Because we know that God has blessed us, and we sure ought to be a blessing to somebody else.
Amen.
Amen. So when folks come to you and need a handout, Jesus said, the poor you're going to have with you always.
Oh,
and then sometimes, some of them, they're not telling the truth, but you don't know it, and you can't look in their hearts. So we have to take them at face value and charge it to God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Because God bless you to be a blessing. You don't want to cut off your blessing.
Amen.
Amen. As we close, let's go to Luke, the 21st chapter. Luke 21. I'm reading verse 19. It says, in your patience possess ye your souls. What does God mean by that? By your persevering, you keep your life. By your going through, as we like to say. God is pleased with us because we are obeying him.
Amen.
And we are living the life that he wants us to live. Amen. So live a life of patience, knowing that the scripture reminds us in Mark, chapter 13, verse, but he that shall endure until the end shall be saved. We got to go all the way. No turning back, no looking back. We got to keep our eyes on Jesus and keep on going through trials and tribulations and temptations and all the tests comes our way, knowing that we have the victory because faith is our victory.
Amen.
And when we are patient, God is making us better. Will everyone please stand? God bless you. Self-examination time. If you're not measuring up to the patience that God wants you to have, now is the time to say, Lord, help me, forgive me, strengthen me, because I want to do your will. And if you do it from the heart, God will hear that prayer and he'll help you. Because, as I said, when Jesus comes back, we all want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So, if you know you need help, ask him for help. Nobody knows what you pray but you and God. Don't worry about it if they didn't know, because you want to be right with God. I want God to be pleased with me and you. So let's be honest. Don't be a hypocrite. If you need patience, say, Lord, I need patience. Please give it to me. And he'll do that, because he wants us to be patient. Let us pray. Dear God, our Father, we come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have made it plain to us that we need to be patient, knowing that our faith is tested, and we want to pass the test. We don't want to fail. We want to know that we can endure hardships. We can endure liars. We can endure trouble in the camp. When we look to you and ask you to help us. Dear Lord, we ask you to look on every one of us. If there's any shortcoming in our lives, Lord, we ask you to remove it as we acknowledge that we need more patience. Yes. That the patience will help us to be better Christians. Yes. That the patience will help us to win souls for Christ. The patience will help us live like Jesus lived. Dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you send your word for us to examine our lives and get it right. And if we're doing good, we can say, Lord, I thank you. Yes. Father, we ask you to bless everyone here today. Keep us in your special care. Keep us with our minds stayed on you. Keep us looking to you, Lord, and finish of our faith. And help us, Lord, to know that we're your child and you supply our needs. You order our steps. And we can do what you command us to do because you help us. We thank you, God, for your love. We ask you to bless everyone here. Keep us meek and humble. And we will forever praise your name. Thank God. Amen. And amen. God is a good God. I thank God for all his wonderful blessings to us. God bless you. There's some certificates we need to pass out for faithfulness. First, we'd like to first certificate is for Sister Janice Bruton. Certificate of church membership. Extending the right hand of fellowship, Janice Bruton has publicly confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and has been received in full membership at Victory in Christ Bible Church on the 5th day of March in the year of our Lord 2023, signed by your pastor. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Listen. Y'all didn't hear what I said, did you? I say, signed by your pastor. Thank God for Sister Bruton. Yes, been so faithful. All right, we want to remember our young folks who participated in the Black History Month of last month in February. And we want to recognize them for their boldness and obedience. We thank God for our children. I pray for them every day that God will keep them. Prosper Campbell. Prosper Campbell. Come up here, Prosper. Is Mr. Deontay Campbell here? Walt, okay. All right, here you are. Walt. Is Deontay here today? All right. Oh, he's sick. All right, then. Imani Campbell. There you are, sir. All right. Karan Campbell. And here you are, sir. Charlie Campbell. Here you are, Mr. Charlie. All right. Kiori Kelly. Is Ozja here today? Ozja County. Miller. Ozja Miller. Ozja, you're welcome. Ava Miller. Ashton Miller. And here you are, sir. You're welcome. God bless. Let's give all our children a hand. Thank God for the children. They participate in service. And they clap their hands, and we thank God for them. God bless you. God bless you. And Sister Edwards.